Thank you again for listening to Doers of the Word. James chapter 1 verse 22 says from the New International Version, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." We are going to the Lord God in prayer. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, the one true Most High God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who created the heavens, the earth, the seas, and the universe, we come to you, Lord God, in the humble heart fashion, on our bended knees, thanking you, Lord God, for waking us up today. Thanking you, Heavenly Father God, for having your angels surrounding us and protecting us during the night as we were sleeping, Lord God. Lord God, we want to give you all the glory, the honor, and praise for everything that you are doing now and what you are going to do in the future, Lord God. We thank you for all your many blessings that you have given us in the past, in the present, and in the future, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah. Heavenly Father God, we want to just say that you are in control. You are in control of everything on this universe, Lord God. Help us to live a life that's pleasing to you, Heavenly Father God. Help us to study the Word of God and read the Word of God to be approved by you, Heavenly Father God. Help us to be prepared for the return of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, Lord God. Father God, we pray that you would just give us the grace and the mercy. Give us your love and compassion, Lord God. Help us to be the person that you want us to be. Mold and shape us, Lord God. Have mercy on our souls when we do sin, Heavenly Father God. Help us to know to repent and turn away from our wicked ways so that we could be pleasing to you, asking you, Lord God, for forgiveness of our sins, Lord God. Dear Heavenly Father God, we just want to say that you are Almighty God. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. And we love you and worship you and praise you, Lord God. Bless those ones who are in prisons and incarceration and jails. Bless them, free them spiritually and physically in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you bless those who are sick in the hospital, sick at home, sick at work, Lord God. Wherever a person is ill and in disease, rebuke that disease and illness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. I pray that you bless the widows and widowers, the homeless, the orphans, the single parents, and the elderly, Lord God. Bless those who don't have, that they will have sustenance, food, clothing, and shelter, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, I pray that you bless those who are sincerely seeking you with a genuine whole heart, Lord God. And I pray that they'll be found by you, Lord God. And I ask this and all these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah. Hallelujah. Amen. Go to your Bible, and we are going to talk about a message the Lord God gave me recently from God's Word, the Holy Bible. The title of this message is God Will Show You the Way to Go. Turn to your Bible in Deuteronomy chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 33. From the New International Version, it says here, "Who went ahead of you on your journey in fire by night and in a cloud by day to search out places for you to camp and to show you the way you should go." Also from the King James Version, it says, "Who went in the way before you to search you out a place to pitch your tent in fire by night to show you the way ye should go and in a cloud by day." In the New Living Translation, it says, "Who goes before you looking for the best places to camp, guiding you by a pillar of fire at night and a pillar of cloud by day." The New American Standard Bible Version says, "Who goes before you on your way to seek out a place for you to encamp in fire by night and cloud by day to show you the way in which you should go." The Lord God Almighty gave me this message when my son had to wear a splint. In the hospital, the nurse said to my son, "I am going to put an immobilizer on you." Then by God, Holy Spirit, Adonai Elohim, the God who created the heavens, the earth, the seas, and the universe, by his hand and power, by his wisdom and knowledge and intelligence, he gave me this message saying that God will immobilize us for a purpose. For a reason, we may not understand at the time why God has immobilized us, but God has a reason and a season for the immobilization. Let's go to the dictionary and look up the definition of immobilize. Immobile means without moving, unable to move. Immobility means state of not moving. Immobilization means stopping something moving, and to immobilize means to stop something moving. So if you feel that you are in a rut, you feel that nothing is moving for you in your life, in your career, God has a purpose and a plan and a reason and a season for it. We are going to know this is true by God's word, the Holy Bible. Turn your Bible to a scripture that's going to tell you and me both that God is in control. He tells us when to stop. He tells us when to go. If we are his children and obedient to him, he has a purpose and a plan and a reason for this immobilization in our life. In your Holy Bible, turn to Exodus chapter 13, and we're going to begin reading in verse 17 in the New International Version. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of Egypt armed for battle. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him because Joseph had made the sons of Israel swear an oath. He had said, God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up with you from this place. After leaving Succoth, they camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. I would like us to focus on verses 21 and 22 from Exodus chapter 13. It says in God's word, the Holy Bible, that by day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud. Why? To guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. Why? So that they could travel by day or night. And in verse 22, neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. The Lord God Almighty will guide and direct us. He will go ahead of us to show us the way to go. We can put our trust in Almighty God for directing our steps, our thoughts, our actions, our mannerisms, our daily life. Let's go to another verse from the Holy Bible. Turn your Bible to Exodus again, chapter 40, and we're going to read verse 37 and 38. Let's start with verse 36 from the New International Version. It says here, in all the travels of the Israelites, whenever the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle, they would set out. Verse 37, but if the cloud did not lift, they did not set out until the day it lifted. Verse 38, so the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and fire was in the cloud by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel during all their travels. We see here by God's word, the Holy Bible, that he will guide and direct and lead us. They, the Israelites, did not move, did not take a step until that cloud was lifted. They stay put, as we could say, until God told them when to move and when not to move. And that is the way that we should also be when making decisions in our life. Let us not go ahead of God when making decisions in our life. Let us wait upon the Lord, and He will renew our strength. We will fly up as eagles in Isaiah chapter 40, that we will not go ahead of God because He knows what is best for us. If we feel that nothing is moving in our life, that we are just immobile, fixed in a place where we cannot move, that is because God, by His mercy and grace and love and compassion, by God's wisdom and understanding and intelligence and knowledge, has placed us in that position, situation, for a reason and a season that God will reveal to us in His timing. The medical definition of immobilize is to prevent, restrict, or reduce normal movement in the body, a limb, or a joint, as by a splint, cast, or prescribed bed rest. The Lord God Almighty is going to prevent, restrict, or reduce any normal movement in our body, mind, soul, and spirit, because He is making all things new. The Lord God will do this so that He can regenerate, restore, renew our body, mind, soul, and spirit. The Lord God wants to change our movement to a new level in order to give Him glory, honor, and praise, in order for us to have a more intimate, deep, sincere, genuine worship and praise and honor to Him. Our heart should be a heart humbly seeking Him, asking Him for guidance and direction in our lives. We go to God in prayer, asking Him, Lord God, what would you have me to do? Your servant, Lord God, show me the way to walk and where to go and where not to go. Father God, you give us the courage and the boldness and the wisdom and the compassion and the grace and mercy and the love and the intelligence and the knowledge and the discernment and to trust you, Father God, in every area of our life. We need you, Lord God, in every area of our life. The Lord's will. Next week, listen to the second part of this message titled, God Will Show You the Way to Go. If you want to be prepared for the return of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, every doer of the word, every believer and follower of the Holy Bible should be reading and meditating and studying the book of Revelation. Please call us at 678-523-2634. Again, call us Butterfly Journey Ministries at 678-523-2634. Or you can go online to our website at butterflyjourney.tripod.com. Again, the website address is butterflyjourney.tripod.com. Dear Heavenly Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who created the heaven, this earth, the seas, the universe, the one true Most High God, I ask you, Lord God, that people who listen to this Doers of the Word radio program will be blessed, encouraged. Also, I pray, Lord God, by your Holy Spirit and power and might, that the people who listen to the radio message, Doers of the Word, that they will read the Holy Bible and ask you, Heavenly Father God, for wisdom and understanding by your grace and mercy and power, Lord. Give them understanding. Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that souls will be saved by your hand through the Son of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah. Adonai Elohim, we give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name, Yeshua Messiah. Amen.